You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and Lucy Edwards recently announced on Twitter that she will be joining Pantene as their latest brand ambassador, and she's joining us now to tell us a little bit more about it. Thank you so much for joining us, Lucy.
Hello, thank you so much for having me, guys. It honestly is a pleasure, and I'm just so excited.
I can hear in your voice how excited you are. We know that you're so passionate about beauty. What does this mean to you to have this opportunity?
It means the world to me. Absolutely means the world. I mean, Pantene have really just gone out and just gone, right, we need an accessible campaign. And Lucy's going to forefront it, which is just amazing. But also, they're saying, hey, beauty industry, hey, wait, we're waving at you. Please be accessible. And a global brand to take that on has just floored me. And it's all of my morals and ethos and love, everything going into this. This is what keeps me going as a human.
Does it feel like the right time and the right brand for this to all come together to really have an impact?
Totally, totally. I think, you know, Pantene, everyone knows Pantene. You know, I had shampoo, conditioner from Pantene since I was a little girl with my sister. You know, it is just a cult product, isn't it? It's just there in everyone's life. And, you know, my hair and my brand is very much my ginger hair. Like, I'm loud and proud, I'm fiery, and I love my disability, and I love my hair. So, you know, together we are a force to be reckoned with. And I think, you know, it is the right time, because people, you know, with the pandemic, everyone has thought about, you know, lockdown, and I think it's given us time to slow down and think about, you know, other causes and other things in the world. And at the end of the day, blindness and visual impairment is on the agenda for Pantene. And I think, because at the end of the day, 15% of the world's population is disabled, it's a massive global issue that products do need to be accessible.
Absolutely. Can you tell us a little bit about how this partnership came about in the first place?
Yes. So I was rang by the lovely Sam Lateef, who is Procter & Gamble's disability lead, and also a firm friend of mine. And she is just so passionate about her job. You know, she has done different tactile packaging within P&G for other brands. And I think, you know, she rang me and I just burst into tears. I was like pacing up and down my mum and dad's garden on my sister's birthday. And I was just so cut up about it. I was just over the moon, and it started from there, really.
And you're going to be focusing a lot on, like you say, accessibility within the beauty industry. And you've got experience working within the beauty industry. What's your experience been like, and how do you think it needs to be improved? That's a big question, I know, but what are some of your thoughts on that?
Wow, massive question. But ultimately, you know, as a young girl going through sight loss 8 years ago, I lost my vision. Suddenly, I wasn't able to walk into Boots, into Superdrug, and know what I was holding anymore, know the ingredients of my beloved beauty products. You know, my sister has described hours and hours and hours of inaccessible tutorials to me over the years, bless her. And without her, this industry wouldn't have been accessible to me as a blind person. And now, Pantene's partnership with Navilens it's the epitome of empowering the visually impaired. It is, because at the end of the day, I am now standing in front of a shelf full of Pantene hair products, and I can read them with my phone. You know, I actually cried when I was doing some testing with Sam, you know, standing in front of the shelf, because it means so much to me, and every blind consumer out there who can't read packaging. And it's honestly changed my life, this technology. And the fact that, you know, it is now on the agenda, and Pantene are saying, hey, you know, this is our influencer code of conduct. This is how you should audio describe and caption your beauty tutorials. People need to stand up and say, hey, you know, please do this. we're going to find, I think, a wave of people starting to understand what it's actually like to be blind and visually impaired and have a disability and want to consume product. You know, we are valuable consumers, and it really is, it comes down to the packaging and how it's put across.
What would be your top sort of aims through your time working with Pantene? What are you sort of most looking forward to?
I think it really is about packaging for me. It really is about creating a global movement of people that says, look, this is more than visual impairment. This is hair care. This is the beauty industry. Pantene is the beauty industry. It's the epitome of what it means to have good hair, you know. And they're saying, right, you know, we're going to say to the world that everyone is equal. We're standing by Lucy and we're saying we want everyone to have universal design so our products can be accessible to not only one sector of people, but everyone, every age, disability, race, gender, you know, our products are accessible to everyone. And that's a massive stand, you know, and that's what we want to continue with going forward with myself and Pantene. We're making that stand and we want other people to also.
It is such an important message, and you know, you're championing it for the disabled community, and I applaud you, and I love your hair colour. You were talking about it earlier, and it's just gorgeous. Where can we follow you online and keep up with everything that you're doing?
Oh, thank you, sweet, honestly. So I am on TikTok at Lucy Edwards Blind, and I'm on Instagram at Lucy Edwards Official. I'm also on YouTube at Lucy Edwards. So yeah, I'm around and about. But thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us. I really appreciate your time. Thanks, Lucy.